بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد, verily we seek refuge with Allah from the evil of the shaitan, as truly the shaitan, the devil, is an enemy to mankind, and we should seek refuge with our Lord from him and from his evil and the wicked ones that follow him. We begin by praising Allah, and we lord him, we seek his help. We seek refuge with Allah from the evil of ourselves and the bad results of our deeds. Whoever Allah guides, may yaqdirillah falamadillah, whoever Allah guides, no one could lead that person astray. Wa may yudlil falahadiyallah, whoever Allah leads them to go astray, there is no one who could guide them to the path of truth, as we have come to know it, the path of Islam, Sirat al-Mustaqim, the straight path. I bear witness, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, that there is no God worthy of worship except Allah. La sharika lah, he is unique in his oneness and he has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a servant and messenger of Allah. I am grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for my ability to be here with you today. I am grateful that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has caused brothers and sisters to come together to put a program like this in order to support the new Muslims. These programs that you're attending here, this program that you're attending here tonight, is a program that must be supported. As a person who has just recently accepted Islam, just a mere 21 years ago, so like yesterday, really, just when you think about it, time just goes so fast when you're having fun, and you're doing the work of Islam. And for me, it just seems like it was just a few days ago. It was very recently. But alhamdulillah, in the process of being able to develop my Islam, in the process of being able to develop the fellowship and love with so many Muslims, I find brothers here and I see brothers here who we smile at each other because we love each other for so many years. We care for each other, we support each other, we make dua for each other, and really, it's a tremendous blessing. But it did not start like that. It wasn't always like that for me. May the 10th, 1983. We're in 2004. How many years is that? 21? Okay. So here's the deal. For me, I embraced Islam. I submitted myself to Allah, knowing that it was the right thing to do, knowing that it was the true thing to do, and knowing what it was the thing that would bring me the most success. And that was what I was looking for. I wanted to go to paradise. I always wanted to go to paradise, but I didn't have the right combination in my beliefs and my actions and those things that would cause me to be close to God. I knew it in myself and I could feel it. But when I found Islam, when Allah guided me to Islam, I was able to understand that this was the right way. Alhamdulillah. So here I am as a Muslim, worshipping Allah. So I come to my family, and we have a big family. You gotta understand, we have a huge family here in Canada. I'm a sixth generation Canadian. My family has been in this country, documented, for 229 years, and counting. 229 years. It's amazing. Anybody else been here that long? Raise your hand. Look at you now. But no, I'm not saying that to brag or nothing like that. I'm just giving you a fact of history. It's a simple thing, really. But here's the thing, is that my family, they came from West Africa. We know that, but we don't know all the history of where they came from. But when they came from West Africa, they went into the process of slavery. They went into America. They went through America into the Caribbean. They went from the Caribbean into the Americas. And then from there, they were sold in many different parts. My family ended up fighting on the side of the British loyalists in the 1700s for the freedom, or so-called freedom, of America. They were just trying, just two groups really contending for who was going to be in control. And one group lost. That was the British. They had to leave. They left and they came to their place, which was Canada. My family ended up in a place called Nova Scotia, East Coast, Maritimes, so like that. So, when I became a Muslim in 1983, I came to them, Now, I'm happy, and I don't know anything about our history at that point. I don't know nothing about our history. It's never been explained. It's never been revealed to me. It's never been shared in any way, shape, or form. I have absolutely no idea. So I came to them. We had a family reunion in August. I took Shahada in May. In August, we had a family reunion in a place called Sudbury, Ontario. Now, we had family members coming from all over, all parts of the country. Really, it was amazing. We had maybe about 450 people there. It was a tremendous blessing to be among all of those people and to share with them the fact that I embraced Islam. But it turned into a major tragedy. Because when I told them that I embraced Islam, the majority of them, they turned away from me. They didn't speak for me for maybe about 8 years. Many of them, even 10 years. My uncle, who's a minister, may Allah guide him. My uncle, who's a minister in the church, strongly supported person, what did he tell me? He told me, you're going to hell and there's no way you can come out except you become a Christian. My uncle, no matter what I've done, that's good. My aunt, she said to me, after many years of being a Muslim, about 10 years ago, she said to me, we love the fact that you're doing so many good deeds because we work very hard in our da'wah. We love to support the Muslims. We love to do good in terms of inviting people to Islam. My aunt said to me, very, very nicely, in a very respectful manner, she said, we love the hard work that you're doing, but can't you do it for the sake of Jesus? Can't you do it as a Christian? May Allah guide you. So it hasn't been an easy road. And I know that there's so many stories. May Allah bless you for you for your stories that you share with the people. If you think it's easy to get up here and talk about the people who you love, the people who you care about, the people who supported you when you were young and small and so on like that, but they've turned against you. If you think it's easy to talk about them, think again. Because the majority of people who you have Islam in your background, you have your mother and your father and the people in your family as Muslim, you don't have any idea what it's like and how heart-wrenching it is and how it is breaking you apart inside. But like the young brother said, he puts his tawakkul on Allah and he's willing to go forward. Like all of us, this we have to get to this point. Like all of us, we have to develop this ability within ourselves. Now, the majority of you would know me, I think, from working for so many years with the Muslim inmates. I work a lot with the Muslim inmates. We have a program, the Muslim Inmate Assistance Program. We have a service company called Mecca Inc. that provides services, counseling services. We've been doing that for a very long time as well. And we're very effective. We're very good at that. And we'd love to be able to do those things that provide service and support for the Muslims. And I'll tell you what, is that one of the things that we'd really love to support is programs like this. I was coming here today just as a person who was coming just to be like you, as just an attendee. I really had no intention or desire to come and talk. It wasn't for me to go and do that. But when the brothers offered me an opportunity to come here, I was thrilled. Because I know that the work that it takes to put this together is something that is not easy at all. I know that the work that it takes to put this together, not to put it together, but to keep it together. Because you have a very successful outing today. And the people are very nicely here, even in the midst of a snowstorm. The cold weather is upon us, the difficulty in driving and walking and everything, but we're still here. To share the stories. To share something of our hearts. To share something of our spirit with you, to have you encourage yourself to support what's going on. Now, I want to ask a question. I'm going to ask your indulgence in this, but I want to ask a question. How many people here believe that programs like this should be supported? Is that everybody? Brother, you don't believe it should be supported? Oh, you're eating chicken, okay. Sorry. Okay, so that's everybody, right? That's everybody? Okay, then here's what we're going to do, right? Here's what we're going to do. I'm asking your indulgence in this, in that we didn't arrange this, but here's the thing, is that the program needs to be supported. And when we say supported, we need financial support. The brothers have paid for the expenses to be able to run this program. They have paid for all of the different things like that. They need to be able to do this again next month.
So next month?
March 20th. March the 20th, they're doing this again. But not if they don't get the support. So, everybody who believes, and all you have is your hands up, everybody who believes it should be supported, put that hand in your pocket, come up with a dollar, well, we don't have dollar bills anymore, I guess you'll have to go to a five, right? But you can put on a loonie, a toonie, or something like that, put it up there, and then somebody's going to come around. You have some brothers over here? You have some sisters over here? We have some people who are going to come around, and just please drop it in the box or the bag that's available, so that we can continue to support these programs. That programs like this who are coming into Islam, this is so valuable for them. I never had programs like this 21 years ago. People who supported me, we didn't even have this ability. So to be able to do something like this now is tremendous. So dig deep. We're asking you to dig deep. And support what it is that you see here today. Support the spirit of the young people who are coming now to share with you the tragedies of them coming now to embrace Islam and to turn their life around. And you don't know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can take a young person and He can guide that person, and by their example, He can change whole communities. Not even families, whole communities can change by the example of one person. But if it's not supported, you might lose that ability to hear Him, or to hear her, or to be able to share with them the experiences that they have. So we're asking you to dig deep. And we need the brothers and sisters to go around and to have the money from the believers and to have the support from these people so that these people will get the blessing of this reward for having supported the people who are striving to establish their Islam. Now, I want to share with you something kind of personal. Earlier today, matter of fact, yesterday morning, a very good friend of mine, he passed away. His name was Bradley Phillips, and he's the father of Abu Amina Bilal Phillips, Dr. Abu Amina Bilal Phillips, who is a very good friend of mine, one of my closest friends, and a dear teacher to me. It's been an inspiration. And we're going to ask you to make dua for him, because we buried him today. We went to the graveyard, we came here, we made the janazah, we washed the body, we did all the things that are required for Islam. We put him in the box, we carried him to the graveyard. We buried him in the snow. There was a blizzard out there, open field. It was difficult, you can't believe. But we did it. And we're happy, every single one of us who were there, we're happy for that. We're happy to be able to put him to rest, to send him back to his Lord. Because he had many good signs about who he was as a Muslim. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him Jannah and make his trials and difficulties easy. As we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not just for him, but for all the Muslims who have passed before us. But I want to tell you something. I want to share something with you briefly. That it's very important for us as Muslims to recognize this and to plug into this understanding. He's gone to a condition where the angels are coming to him and they're going to ask him three questions. Who is your Lord? Do we know these questions? If they ask you, brother, sister, if we ask you right now, who is your Lord, what do you say? Allah. I'm sorry?
Allah.
Sorry?
Allah.
And what, do some people don't, you don't understand my question? If I ask you,
Allah.
Is there any doubt? No. So we don't have any doubt about this, yes? Is it something we're certain about? Absolutely certain. Alhamdulillah. We should be certain about this because the angels, whether they're Muslim or not Muslim, they're going to come and ask you this. And they're going to ask you, Mahudinuk, what is your way of life? They're not going to ask you about religion. They're asking you about your way of life. How do you live? What is it you do on a daily basis that brings you closer to your Creator? What is it? You're going to have to answer. They're going to ask you the final question. Man Nabiyuk, who's your prophet? Who is our prophet? Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do we believe this? Do we really believe it? I'll tell you, it was amazing because for me, just 2 weeks ago, and I'm going to be very short here, I don't want to take a lot of your time. 2 weeks ago, I came from Hajj. First time I traveled outside of North America. It was amazing. I've never traveled anywhere. I've traveled many places in Canada, mostly for the jails. We go to a lot of jails and we support a lot of programs and drug rehabilitation places. So we never get a chance to travel. We don't spend time thinking about traveling taking vacation. We don't take vacation, right? But we love to travel for Islam. So I get a chance to go and make Hajj. Alhamdulillah, amazing situation. So when I go there now and I'm standing in front of the Kaaba for the first time, when I'm going there and I'm standing in front of the Kaaba, you know what's hitting in my mind? Who is your Lord? Man who wrote book. But because now I'm seeing what it is that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam he did and what it is that he told the people. And when the people are asking him, right? When they're asking him, what do you mean about God being one God, Muhammad? And he tells them, Kullu Allahu Ahad. You see the Kaaba and you understand something different than what you understand while you're here in Canada. You'll understand it very differently. For me, it was very different than that. But here's the thing. I looked at the situation for myself. sexuality and homosexuality is completely out of this church. Nobody's discussing it. It's not an issue. It's not in the schools. It's not being taught. It's not in the politics. It's not in any way, shape, or form connected to what you do. You can forget about it over there. But then we came back over here a few weeks later, and we started feeling it and started seeing it, and the issue started coming back again, and we were drawn back into that same condition. But you know what I realized from that? Is that as Muslims, we have a good condition. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have caused all of us to be in Mecca. He could have caused all of us to be in Medina, or in Jeddah, or to any one of the other places, in Taif, or any one of the other places where it's easy to practice Islam. Easy, too simple. But He caused us to be here, in this country. And because it's more difficult to practice your Islam here, I know some brothers, and you don't have to raise your hands or nothing, sisters, right? You have difficulty making your salah. Good. We don't tell you you shouldn't make your salah. We tell you exercise your muscles. Yes, exercise your spiritual muscles, your iman. Exercise it so that it can get strong here. So that no matter what happens, you can be Muslims here. One of the things that I came back with, and I'll tell you, I'll share this with you, please don't be offended or upset with me. I'll tell you that as Muslims, we have to stop behaving like we're guests in this country. This is our place where we live, and our children live here, and our families live here, we have our schools here, we have our masjids here, and we give our services here, we pay our taxes here, and we're part of this place. And we need to do the da'wah. And we need to support the da'wah. And that's why the brothers are here today, and that's why the sisters came today. Because of that support factor. So we have a big job ahead of us. The brothers asked me when I was in Saudi Arabia, do you ever see that Canada could be a Muslim state? I said, yes. Why not? Anybody here think it could be? Why not? I think that the people of this country, they'll love Islam when they know Islam, and they'll know Islam when we tell them what it's about. But we have to open up our office of da'wah and start doing the talking so that they can understand. The last few weeks have been filled with blessings for me, and I pray for so many brothers and their families and so many sisters and their families. I have so many people who I feel close to, and I was just overwhelmed with the love of the people, and I've been overwhelmed for many years by the love of the Muslims. And I tell you, one of the biggest blessings, you know, I tell you May the 10th, 1983, it seems like a far distant time. But really, if I tell you that there was a time where from that time until this time, I was praying for something. I pray for Jenna all the time. Who else here prays for Jenna? Anybody pray for Jenna? Anybody want to go to Jenna? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in Jenna. Anybody want to go there? Let's see your hand. Do you don't want to go to Jenna? Brother, stop eating chicken. You want to go to Jenna? So everybody wants to go to Jenna. MashaAllah. Even the kids. Look at the little girl's got her hand up. She's waving and stuff. MashaAllah. Wonderful. So we want to go to Jenna. Wonderful. Well, I'll tell you, one of the things that I've been praying for, and I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our dua, accept my dua for you, that we all go to Jannah, all of us together, in the best condition, Jannah for those, the highest part of the Jannah. But here's the thing, I've been praying for something else, really, since the day I became a Muslim, because as I told you, the majority of my family, they left me, they really abandoned me, I was like an orphan, they couldn't help me, they wouldn't help me, I was just left. Really, with no support and with no communication with them. Except for really one person who I can really point to, and I say that this person was really instrumental in helping me form myself and shape myself as a Muslim. Because when I told her, my mother, that I would become a Muslim, you know what she said to me? It was the most profound thing for me. She said, if this is what it's going to take for you to be the man that you want to be, I'm 100% behind you. Isn't that wonderful? I mean, the people who are new Muslims, wouldn't you love somebody to come and tell you that? I mean, here on one side, I have hundreds and thousands of people who just abandoned me. And on the other side, I have one person who says, I love you, and if this is what it's going to take for you to be a good person, go ahead. Well, I was praying for her from the time I took Shahada. And I went on Mount Arafat in Mecca, in Saudi Arabia. And when I went on my Hajj, I was praying for her with tears in my eyes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He guide her. Because I didn't want to be in a condition where I would have to come and I'd have to bury her, and I couldn't pray for her. And I couldn't help her by making any dua for her. And I couldn't do anything that would be any way useful to her. Because I love her and she's a wonderful person. So I want to introduce you now to my mother, who is now your sister, because the day I came back from Hajj, she took a shahada. And I just want to invite you to meet my mother, Miss Dorothy Walker. Isn't she great? She belongs to us now. I just want to finish. I've asked for your indulgence. I'm going to just seek your indulgence just a little bit more. Many years ago, we had a community center when Sheikh Abdullah Hakim was here in Weston Grove. Some of you will remember it. It was a long time ago, actually, but there was an incident there that was really, it was an inspiration for me. And I just want to share with you something about that. I was involved with organizing in the community center program. We had Imam Siraj coming, and we had some, we had just opened up, and we had Imam Siraj coming from New York, and we're doing some fundraising to keep the center going and what have you. Anyway, my mother, she had called me, and she had asked me for, to give her some money. She asked me for a loan, but I don't loan her money. I give her if I have it. And she had asked me, I told her I had $50, and if she'd like, I can give her, how much do you need? She said 20. I said, okay, I'll give you 30, and so on like that. Anyway, there was one brother who owed me some money. And the next day, when I came to work in the morning, he came to me and he paid me some of the money he owed me. So now the money I had was actually much more than I expected. I had $150. So instead of giving her, and then she came later in that morning, well, she was supposed to come the night for the dinner, but she didn't come. She came in the morning and said that she had some other plans. And so anyway, so I felt at that time that what I wanted to do was I just want to give her some ease. So instead of giving her the $50, I gave her the $100. And when she sat down and she counted the money, she was just like in tears. Because, you know, again, she mentions a life that was very hard. Our lives have been difficult, like you can't imagine. I don't even want to go into that because that's all in the past. We're moving in a new direction now. And it's got challenges, but we're meeting them based on our tawakkul, our reliance on Allah. But I want to share with you one thing that is really, it's for my mother, and I share it with you because it's one of the things that has made me feel very close to her. And at that time, I wrote a poem. It's just a small poem. It's called Tears of a Mother. And it goes like this. Your tears fall down, and I see you cry. And I ask myself, why cannot sorrow pass you by? You have worked so hard all of your life, being a good friend, a good mother, and even a wife. Life should be sweet to you in the feeling so good, and I hope and I pray that one day it would. I look at your face and I see you cry, and I get a pain in my heart that just makes me sigh. And it hurts me to see you in such sadness and pain that I would do almost anything to see you happy again. But once a long time ago, you told me some words that have just stayed with me like none that I've heard. The words were so real, and now I know they are true. Do you remember you told me, sometimes in hardship, God is testing you? To let you see who you are and what you're made of, and to let you see for yourself that you have the right stuff. Sometimes life seems so hard, and we all know it's true, but you must never let fear make the devil go. So work through the hardship and endure the pain, and work for God's pleasure again and again. Never stop working no matter how hard it may be, past the pain, through the sorrow, around the misery. You see, Allah has a paradise He is saving for some, and I hope and I pray that one day you will be one. To enter the garden and shut all your tears behind sounds of sweet laughter and wonderful cheers. I pray you will make it. I pray for your soul, for Allah to guide you, for truly to Him is the goal. I look at your face and I see you cry, and it makes me want to work harder so that when I die, I will be with you in spirit and soul in the land you call paradise. Your tears are no more. I thank you for your time here today. Support these brothers, these sisters, support these people and what it is we're doing here, and let us build a community. Because at one point in time, outside of Arabia, everybody was a new Muslim. Everybody. It doesn't matter what land you're coming from now, or what land your family is from. Islam came to those people that at one time they were new Muslims. And they had some support. And now you have a big system of support. But we have to develop that here for ourselves. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us with that. Cause us to be successful. And cause us to be among those people who are sincere. And that we renew our intention to do it for His sake. That He would accept it from us. Jazakallahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.